Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
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 Radio. I wonder if you can imagine a place where you can do whatever, and be whatever you want. Whether it's fast, or slow, whether you're on top, or the bottom, this is a place where your fantasy becomes reality. You have now to win,
Tell All Radio Live.
I want to make you come. I want to feel your sweet juice running from your clit to the tip of my tongue, sucking your lips, gripping your hips, so that you're stuck and can't move from your position, licking and licking, flicking and slurping your sweetness, blowing deep down your throat, your body jerking, your pussy pulsating in my mouth, your loud moans of sheer pleasure, running your fingers through my hair, latching on, pulling me up to kiss and slurp on your spirit, both our tongues tasting your cum, and then you place me down on my back, grip my ass and begin to indulge.
Lips I never seen. If I wanted to eat you, I could eat you, cause your pussy clean. I thought it was all how that pussy sat up in the jeans. But now I got you naked, I can see how that pussy hang. I better snap out this shit now. I'ma do the wrong thing. I wanna fuck you raw, that pussy like it's everything. Now all I wanna know, that pussy get real wet. You gotta soak, I got to run my tongue across your chest. Or I can rub on your clit and just play with your neck. And let me slide my fingers in that pussy just to check. Ain't about who's spending the most money, it's about who fucked the best. I'm a habitual freak, baby, when it comes to sex. Same color as cotton candy, and pussy smell like water. Ain't no smell in it. A clean motherfucker, she runs to the shower when we finish. And the mama got a snapper, pussy be biting while I'm in. A tight pussy, seems like she ain't been fucked in a minute. I like to look at it while we fucking. I can see them lips gripping. Seem like that pussy get wetter when them toes to the ceiling. And while she's steady moaning, shit, I'm steady digging, digging. Fuck however long I can see that pussy from that position. And pussy so good, wish I was able to take this pussy with me. Just let me lay my head on this pussy for a minute. You got the prettiest and the best pussy I done got, period. Ever had a bitch though, when she take that shit off though, and get naked, cuz pussy just flawless though. Told my pussy just sit up like a mango though. Pussy get super wet though. Pretty lips on the pussy nigga that never seen, cuz I'm fucked up, homie. I seen this here, cuz this over here fucks me up though. For real though, I had to write this one, man. Miss Pretty Pussy, I fucks with you though.
Tell All Radio Live.
If you're sexy and you know it, you're sexy and you show it. Let me see you get your hands in the air. If you're sexy and you know it, and you're sexy and you show it. Just wave them like you just don't care.
We don't need no clothes for this. Baby on the floor for this. All up on the pole for this. Dropping down low for this. All up on the side with this. On between the thighs with this. Imagine I should ride with this. Wait till I'm inside with this. Oh, oh, I know it's turning you. Oh, oh, didn't think it'd take us this long, oh, to have our bodies so crazy to the beat of the
song. Tell all me. Tell all
me.
Tell all.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's poppin'? This is your girl, your boo, your baby, Princess Jazzy, and we are back. It's Wednesday. Happy hump days, everybody. I'm super excited to be back, but like I said before, I took a quick break to make it sexy for you guys, sexier for you guys, and hopefully I will do you guys justice. Hopefully you will like it and love it. Definitely call in and talk to me and kick with me. I really don't have a topic for you guys tonight. I just want to go with the flow. Tonight is a go with the flow kind of night. So I want you to call me, call up, kick it with me. Whatever you want to talk about is what we'll talk about. Definitely. So call up and kick it with me, because I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. It's been forever. Not that long, but it's been like 2 weeks. 2 weeks is long enough, I guess. Definitely. One question I am going to throw out there for you guys is, I want to know, it's a weird question, but I definitely think that it is a very, it could be a sexual question. Definitely. My question is, what is the weirdest thing you've ever put in your mouth during sex? I want to know. I'm definitely interested to know what people put in their mouths during sex. Maybe it turned you on. Maybe it turned your partner on. Let me think. A weird thing I have put in my mouth during sex would have to be, I don't know, that's a hard one. A man's nipples. That's the weirdest thing I've ever put in my mouth during sex. Definitely, I don't know, because I guess because I feel like, you know, most men don't like it, or they do like it, but you can never know, because they really don't say, oh, babe, suck on my nipples. That's usually a woman saying, you know, I love to get my nipples sucked. That is, like, my hot spot. So, you know, I'm all for that. But most men, you don't really hear them saying, oh, babe, suck my nipples. It's not weird. I think it's, I don't know, because I guess I'm pretty open when it comes to sex. So it's like, I feel like anything goes. Like, anything should be accepted during sex, unless you're doing, like, some weird shit. Then, you know. But if it's not going to kill you, why not? You know, I don't know. We have a caller who wants to say something, so we're going to bring them in. See what's up. What's popping. Tell All Radio. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Charlotte, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm great. It's been the longest 2 weeks in world history. Welcome
back. I know.
And I'm so happy you don't have a co-host. Thank God you're doing the show by yourself for one
time. Yeah, I'm doing it by myself. I will have a co-host next week.
Why?
But I mean, I know y'all love hearing me, but, you know, sometimes I want to take a quick little break and let them talk and...
Well, then I got to change my number after the show. If you changed your number. You know who this is. Your number one fan. I wasn't going to push that one. Now I know you by yourself. I definitely push that one.
I see. Well, yeah, I'm doing it by myself tonight. I'm just chilling. Tonight is going to be a short night because, you know, I have other obligations. But I definitely wanted to let you guys know that I'm still here and I'm not going anywhere. I just wanted to make it sexier for you guys, I guess.
Is there any, like, number we can call? We don't have email just to put a good word for you to make sure you don't go nowhere and make sure, you know, it gets to everybody that you're doing such a good job.
I know, right? That I'm never going to go anywhere. I'm always going to be here. So you don't have to worry about that. I'm here to stay.
Oh, hell no. That means I gotta do something crazy.
Oh, wow. But yeah, I'm gonna have it starting next week. I'm gonna have a co-host and all that, and it's gonna be fun. I definitely think it's gonna be fun. So hopefully you will enjoy it.
Well, you're the best. You always do a good job. I'm your number one fan.
You.
I don't like you.
So, question for you: what's the weirdest thing you put in your mouth during sex?
I've never put anything in my mouth during sex.
Never?
No,
nothing?
Nope.
Okay, do you eat pussy?
Yeah, I eat pussy, but I don't put Tic Tacs
well,
in my mouth during sex.
Well, that's something in your mouth. A Tic Tac?
No, I never put that in my mouth. That would be weird. I don't want to choke on anything.
Yeah, that would be weird. I don't know. I've eaten, like, candy during sex. Like,
yeah.
Just to kind of keep my mouth watery.
Yeah, well, I don't want to choke. I don't want to, like, lose my breath. So I better breathe.
I feel you, because, you know, if you're doing it right, she's going to be trying to smother you.
But is any way Block Talk Radio could have, like, a number for people who don't have email, like, after hours or something happens, or they can't do that?
I mean, you could always email me.
But I don't have email. I only have a cell phone. I don't have email.
Okay.
Yeah, there's got to be something for us. We can't be forgotten now.
Yeah. Definitely not. Never, never, never.
Because I did change my number, too. You didn't know this.
I didn't. I really didn't know this.
You didn't even know who I was.
No, I was like... But, yeah, like... I don't know. Maybe I can make that happen. Get a number for just people who would like
to
call in.
Yeah, well, people who don't have email, if that was even a phone number or, like, a laser box thing or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to another caller, but definitely keep listening, okay?
Oh, I definitely will.
All right, you guys, definitely call up, kick it with me. The number is 646-478-3599. And the question is, what is the weirdest thing you've ever had in your mouth during sex? Hit me up. Let me know. Let's talk about it. Let's get freaky. But until then, I'm going to slow it down nice and easy and get you guys ready. I will be right back.
And her feet to her calves, wrapping around her thighs, feeling her lift her leg high off the ground to give me easy access. Circling my tongue, moving between each, kissing and licking my way up through her panties, softly running my lips up and down her panty line, smelling her sweetness. Making her lay her head against the wall, enjoying the pleasure of feeling my nose and my lips taking turns on her tits. Then lifting my face just enough to pull down her panties, just enough to get a mouthful of her tasty treat. Hearing her gasp as I move my tongue up and down, side to side. In and out, feeling her grip my hair and grind her pussy on my lips. Her moaning getting louder, faster, breathing deeper and deeper. Her body shaking uncontrollably and then.
Hey, how was your day, baby? Okay. Come in. No, just sit down. I just wanna take all that off your mind. No, I got it. Let me get your shoes. I got it. I've been waiting all day for you.
Do you know that my love ain't going nowhere? And baby girl, did you know you're so precious and rare? I just wanna show my appreciation. Girl, I got this craving for you. Baby, come and kiss my
I hope the radio rewinds. bathtub, yeah. Rinse the shampoo about your hair. Baby, can I kiss you right there?
Yeah.
I won't lean no wiki, don't be scared.
You got that good, good trait about the oven. Girl, I'm glad, baby, cause you know I'm hungry. So feed me. Your lips saying they need me, baby. Lay it down, lay it down. Hold your leg back. Walking round like you all that. Turn you down, grab a towel. Now I'm all wet. I blow that body kiss, it's so delicious, girl. My friend's kid, can you take a couple licks while I'm kissing on your lips? Let me make your body drip. My friend's kid, can see you go with passion. Won't she like it nasty? Wanna have you gasping. My friend's kid, I'm sucking on that bottom. Lift that bottom lip. I'm sucking on that bottom. Lift that bottom lip. I'm sucking on that bottom lip. Baby, got you going crazy. Thirsty for you like an alcoholic at the bar. Treat you like my favorite piece of candy out the jar. That's what you are. You are. Rest a little treat, baby. Won't you let me eat it?
Taking callers, so definitely feel free to call in and kick it with your girl, because I'm open to talk about any and everything. It's all about your fantasy and me making that a reality. So hit me up, talk. Talk about something freaky. Like I said, my question is, what is the freakiest thing you have ever had in your mouth during sex? Mine was a man's nipples. I've given head a couple of times. I'm not really a professional in that aspect, but you know, I do my thing. I hold it down. So I guess that's, I can be all I can be when I'm doing that. That's a better way to say it. But yeah, I want to know more about everybody else and what they're thinking, how they're feeling. So call up and kick with me. Also, the music, like, when I tell y'all, it gets dirty. It gets dirty. Really dirty. And of course, every Wednesday, I'm going to be putting together some sexy mixes for you guys. Get you guys in the mood. Get you guys mentally and physically stimulated. Feel free to touch yourself when you're listening to the show. That's pretty much my objective. I want to get you nice and wet, or nice and hard. And hopefully I am doing that for you. So what I'm going to do is, we have a caller. Say something, so I'm going to bring them in and see what's popping. So already, I don't know this, where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. What's the topic we're discussing here tonight?
Pretty much, I want to know, what is the freakiest thing you have ever put in your mouth during sex?
No, no, no. I don't engage in such activity. It's too dangerous.
Oh, really?
It's too
Why
dangerous.
Why is that? It's too dangerous?
Yeah, you
Why
have
do you say that?
Well, because you can have herpes in the mouth. You can have HPV in the mouth, which turns into cancer. It's all kind of things you expose yourself to in the mouth.
That's true. Oh, you're not putting nothing in your mouth.
No, nothing but food. Food that's been cooked.
I feel
now, the statistics on this, the statistics is rising. It's playing Russian roulette. Sex is very dangerous. And these days and times, being horny and hot and freaky, it's going to land you right in the hospital or the cemetery.
OMG. Well, not
yes,
every time.
Yes, indeed. Not
if,
every time.
Like if,
just
yeah,
like
you
any.
Sex.
If you practice safe sex, we're using a condom with oral sex, anal sex, and vaginal sex, and hope that it doesn't break.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these infections or diseases are on the rise from the youngest to the oldest. At alarming rates, you would be blown away by the statistics. I work
so
in this field.
So you're not a very sexually
no,
active
God
person.
Has, no, God has set me
okay.
free. God
Amen.
Has set me free. I'm not, you know, that's something like your body is controlling you. See, I control my body. My body don't tell me what to do, like, my body, I heard one lady say that she was so horny, you know, she's so horny in church the other Sunday. She was asking the pastor to help her because she just needed a man to touch her or something. And I just looked at her and shake my head and say, poke thing, if you only knew what you were getting yourself into, honey. You know how many married women are infected by their husbands? You'd be blown away if you knew the statistics on this stuff. It's dangerous out there. I had
that
a 15 and 16 year old girl come into my office, OBGYN, that had just been diagnosed with herpes, and they wanted to commit suicide because it was so painful. I had to set them up for counseling. Because it was so painful. Your panties can't touch your private.
I definitely try to encourage, you know, if you are going to engage in sexual activity, definitely be safe, because, you know, you never know.
And let me just say one more thing. A lot of these conditions do not have any symptoms, not none.
Yeah.
And that person can still be infected. No sores, no discharge, nothing. And that person can still be infected. So you just rolling the dice out there these days. For what?
Well,
10 minutes of good pleasure?
It, not even 10 minutes.
right, and then to be messed up, and then to be messed up for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
It's not worth it. It don't balance out. It's not worth it.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for calling in and talking to me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to spread the word and level the playing field to let a lot of these young girls do not, their parents, their moms are not telling them what's going on out there. They're not learning it in school because they just touch on it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and so you need to be aware of what's all out there when you want to get ratchet and when you want to go to the club and hook up. You need to know what's all out there because a lot of these young girls are going out there blind.
Definitely.
And let me just touch on something else. There's some high-risk groups out there that you young ladies are attracted to. Now, these dope boys, these athletes, they are high-risk. They with a different girl every night if they choose to be. And these young girls are attracted to them type of men because they can buy them tennis shoes, they ride in a nice car, they take them out to eat. You asking for it. You just asking for it. I done seen it over and over. The high risk
guys.
We're gonna
definitely promote safety during sex. Definitely, everyone be safe. You can be freaky and be safe at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But if that condom breaks, you is in trouble and you gotta stress your mind out the next 6 months. It's terrible to lay down and have a few minutes of pleasure and then to be worried out your mind for the next 6 months when your test results come back. Oh, was I infected tonight after that good sex? Was I infected? You know, it don't make no sense. It don't add up.
Yep.
It's not worth it. Okay, honey.
Well, like
be good.
I said, thank you for calling in. I appreciate
you. All right, bye-bye.
All right, guys. Definitely be safe. You could be freaky and safe at the same time. Trust me, I am a firm believer in practicing safe sex. So we're going to jump into another mix. Like I said, if you want to call in, kick it with me, talk to me, the number is 646-478-3599. Call up, and we're going to get back into some sexy, smooth music, get you all hyped and ready. All radio.
Do you not get it all? When you need
Radio Live.
What's up, girl? I'll take you so long to get out of here. Stop playing. Who? Don't worry about if I carry them around. If I didn't have one, you'd be mad. Don't worry about that. I got that. T-Pain.
Baby, give me your reason so I can touch you how I want to. And make love to you how the mother lame niggas want to. Go, girl, what you gon' do? I'm a nappy head. You can put my nappy dress if you want to. Shawty, I'ma put it on you. And make you think that you the girl that I be singing on my soul to. You got me thinking of me and you with the drinking, with the sipping, never told me with the bend that got it on, boo. But for now, we can just sip and chill. You never had love making like this, for real. Come on, baby, just sip, appeal. Now take it down slow. Let me take it down low. Let's go. Let's go. So you know it's about to go down now. Speed it up, baby, can't slow down now. Say your closet.
Ooh,
come out now.
Come out
why
now.
You think they call me
to the
around
now? I know you didn't expect me to go low. Now you know. From the top to the bottom. Now that I got you. Oh, this. Now I know. You didn't expect me to just turn you around, spread it out.
You got a nigga on the phone like a T-Pain show with Tallahassee. Never put that ass on hold, I'm too nasty. Don't ever underestimate T-Pain. You should've known when I was biting on your belly button chain. That you about to receive some of that good tongue tongue. Trying to tell me not to do it like you don't want none. Trying to sit up in the bed trying to act all calm. Acting like it ain't good, trying to hold that cum. But you know that on the back. You know you said it for sex. This the first 10 minutes, you ain't done shit yet. I got the whip, I got the chains, I got the handcuffs too. But ain't none of that for me, I'm about to handcuff you. That's a freaking shit, I keep a skittin' shit. I leave a lickin' shit. Take your ass back to the church, I'm preaching and digging shit. I'm beating it. That's like feeling love, I keep the leaking it. I'm fucking under jack with the bed, the floor and the niggas shit.
You didn't expect me to go low. Now you know. From the top to the bottom.
Give you all the love. I tell you all, baby. Trying to let you know, sex, stronger than any drug. can I get you here to my spot? Oh, what am I gonna do? Cause I'm still wanting you. That night we spent was forever. And baby, let me love you down. All the way down. I'll be damned if it's I leave you alone. And you, you let me zombie with your sexy sex appeal, girl.
Radio. I wonder if you can imagine a place where you can do whatever, and be whatever you want, whether it's fast, or slow, whether you're on time.